The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Christian Watson. You're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, Roster Watch Nation, welcome back to the epic Roster Watch podcast brought to you by RosterWatch.com. My name is Alex Dunlap, and I will be rolling solo today, going through some of the fallout from the NFL Combine at the running back and wide receiver positions among the incoming rookies. If you want to hear from us about our thoughts about what some of the NFL GMs and coaches had to say during the week, you can always go back and listen to the last two episodes. The audio on the last episode, a little bit messed up that we did there from our Airbnb in Indy. But I think it's one that you can certainly at least kind of make out what we're saying, I hope. And speaking of not being able to make out, this is the second time I'm having to start over and record this podcast again after already doing it once. Because after getting back home from Indy, I forgot to plug my mic back in. And so I was talking into the mic, but it wasn't plugged in to where it was supposed to go. So it was just the computer recording me. And the computer's sitting way over here. And all it did was pick up stuff from outside. Like, you couldn't even hear me. So even as badly as I wanted to put out a product that had a just be lazy and put it out. And like, it was just, you wouldn't have been able to understand anything. So anyway, glad to have you guys back. We'll just go through this stuff quickly, or as quickly as we can until I get talking about things. I guess let's just start out with the wide receivers, and no better place to start, I suppose, than with the two Ohio State guys, Garrett Wilson, the junior, and Chris Olave, the senior. And the first point that I have about these guys was a thought that I had when I was at the Senior Bowl. And actually, dude, as I was watching Chris Olave's tape, and when you watch Chris Olave's tape, you're just like, man, he's so refined. He is an absolute, quarterback's best friend with the way that he can get open. He's the all-time touchdown scoring leader in Ohio State history. We said at the time that he has deceptive speed, and that's certainly been the case, when we talk about the 40s. Chris Olave ended up running a 4.39 after that initial unofficial 4.26, which was just so crazy to see. But 4.39, even as it is, so fast, just absolutely elite body control, field awareness, a quarterback's best friend. He can play inside, he can play outside, super fine, NFL ready to go, right? And so you juxtapose that with Garrett Wilson, who, just from a evaluation standpoint, it feels like is a lot more explosive, might be the better athlete. I mean, me being a Lake Travis guy, I'm here in Lake Travis. That's where Garrett Wilson went to high school. Whenever I would think about Garrett Wilson versus Chris Olave, my priors would always go back to, look, Garrett Wilson's just always been a G. He's always been the kind of player who you look at and you just say, he's a virtuoso. He's absolutely magical. And I went on Matt Kelly's podcast over on Roto Wonderworld, along with my friend Cody Carpentier, who was with us in Indy this year. And I said, I'm going to have Garrett Wilson ranked above Olave. I had done my work on Olave at that time. I hadn't done my work on Garrett Wilson, though. After getting some of that stuff done, I have a hard time choosing between these two guys. And we just went like, let's look at how, okay. So Garrett Wilson, let me just get him up here next to Olave. We can just go through line by line. So like we said, for just for dynasty, we want the younger guy, right? Garrett Wilson was a junior. Chris Olave was a senior, but they're the same age. They were born a few months apart. Both those guys are going to be 22 this next year in the NFL. Both are 6 feet tall. Chris Olave weighs 187. Garrett Wilson weighed at 183. The hand size is 9.5-inch hands for Chris Olave, 9 7/8-inch for Garrett Wilson, which makes a little sense. Garrett Wilson, you've seen him make the highlight reel, kind of Odell Beckham catches and stuff like that. He's an acrobat, right? He's magic. The arms, 31 1/8 for Olave, 32 inches for Garrett Wilson, and the 40 times. I mean, it's 4.39 for Olave, a 4.38 for Garrett Wilson. As far as their next gen scores from our friends at Next Gen Stats, their athleticism scores from the combine, 73 for Chris Olave, 77 for Garrett Wilson. I think that probably has to do with the fact that, let's see, what was it? So it was verticals that we can compare for these two guys. Chris Olave had a horrible vertical, 32 inches. And that doesn't sound like that much less than the 36-inch vertical that Garrett Wilson had. But when you take it into consideration, I mean, when you sort, just you sort them all in a row, you realize that like there's a big difference. There's a lot of guys that are like 33, 33 and a half, 34, 34 and a half, 35, all the way, you know, three guys at 36, Garrett Wilson, Jalen Tolbert, and Jahan Dotson, who were all clearly, you know, good athletes in their own right. So I think there was that to be considered. The thing, I think that also, did Garrett Wilson run his short shuttle? Yeah, Garrett Wilson ran his short shuttle. Chris Olave didn't take part in any of the agility drills, and that's going to be interesting to follow. That, like, all right, so none of the running backs did agility stuff, and I don't really know why. I think probably what it has to do with is how screwed up everything was this year with they have to do their interviews with the media. Then they got to do bench press. Then they take a break. Then after that, they go and they do their on-field testing. So their vertical jump, their broad jump, their short shuttle, their cone drills, their 40-yard dash, like all that stuff. Then they have to go through the on-field, you know, drill testing and stuff. And so I think just with these guys, man, they were fine doing it. Clearly it didn't hurt the 40 times because people ran fast 40s and everything like that. But I just think out of all that day, they just said, man, let's get back to our pro days for the home cooking for these agility tests. So it's going to be hard peeling off agility scores for these guys, because the fact is, it's like, what are we going to rely on? Are we going to rely on these people who are timing at these pro days using their iPhones and stuff like that? I don't know how we're going to get agility scores for all these guys when so many of them neglected to do it. But look, man, Olave, Garrett Wilson, I think that both these dudes are going to be, I mean, they're both going to be in a tier with Treylon Burks right at the very top. And Treylon Burks, I don't know if we can move him away from wide receiver one, even though he ran a 4.55. I was looking over at playerprofiler.com. I think it was 85th percentile speed score, because he is, dude. He's 225 pounds. He's 6'2". He's got 10-inch hands. He looks like A.J. Brown. That 4.55 kind of goes along with what you would think about a dude who was like an A.J. Brown clone, right down to the fact that he ran like 76% of his routes out of the slot last year. People worry, it's like, where are you going to line him up? All this stuff, like, it's so stupid. It's like the same thing about A.J. Brown. It's like, we're going to worry ourselves sick about this. We're going to pick the Treylon Burks stuff to death over the course of, the course of the next 6 weeks when maybe we shouldn't. I was a little, you know, I kind of wasn't thinking the Ohio State guys should be in the same tier as Treylon Burks. Maybe the only way that I came off from just a little bit is thinking that these guys, we need to consider them, and we need to really dig in and do our homework and make sure that we want a Treylon Burks more than we want a Garrett Wilson or a Chris Olave. But man, he's an elite guy right at the very top, and he'll continue to be a top five dynasty pick, I think. I mean, he's one of the most productive wide receivers in all of football during 2021, with just really good hands, really good length, ability to go get it. He's like probably the I think he had the best, like, my ball mentality in all of football last year. And you just look, I mean, he had 48% of his team's receiving touchdowns. He was one of the, I mean, he basically, if you look at his ability to win one-on-one versus SEC corners, he did it absolutely consistently. And here's the other thing, too, about Treylon Burks. He's smart. I didn't realize that he was on the SEC Academic Honor Roll just basically throughout his time in college. So he's smart. He'll be able to pick up a new system. He's going to be young this year. Let's see. Treylon Burks is going to be, you know, 20. He broke out at age 20. He'll be 22 this year. So he's another one of these juniors that'll be 22 this year, a lot like Wilson and some of these others that we'll talk about. But I think – I'm not going to get too far off Treylon Burks, but I do kind of consider him in a tier now with Olave and with Garrett Wilson. Treylon Burks did pretty miserable, I think. Let me see. I think Treylon Burks actually did try and do a three cone. Did he? Yeah, he did. He did a three cone, and it was no good. It was 7-2-8. And, you know, you figure Treylon Burks whenever you – when I know I compared him to A.J. Brown, but you could kind of consider him a guy, not a refined route runner, not a dude who you – you know, not a guy that really sinks his hips into cuts and creates separation like that. That's not how he wins. He's a dynamic player that can line up all over the place. And, you know, a 7.28 was tied for the second worst of anybody who ran. With that said, man, it's like only 13 guys ran short shuttles out of 40 wide receivers who were there. Only 14 guys ran three cones who were there. I think Treylon Burks ran his three cone and said, no, I'm not going to do any more of this agility stuff. I'm going to save it for the home cooking of those hand timers of the scouts whenever I get back to back to Fayetteville. 7.28, though, that's this dude. That is the same three cone that Jahan Dotson ran. And to me, out of Penn State, the senior, he weighed in at 5'11", 178, 9.5-inch hands. He ran a 4.43, and if you look at his next, I just pulled up the people at Next Gen Stats were nice enough to send me the updated athleticism scores from the combine here. Jahan Dotson did not test well. He has a 60 as far as his athleticism score from Next Gen. If you just look at where that is compared to everybody else, that's basically bottom 12 out of everybody at the combine. And I'm just like, well, how is it that bad? Because he ran a 4.43, right? Like, how can it be that bad? And the reason was he had a 7.28 three cone. I was thinking, Jesus, how did Jahan Dotson have a 7.28 three cone whenever lateral agility is his best attribute? When we talk about how this guy is a mix of a Deontay Johnson meets like a Van Jefferson, because he has this truly elite ability to get into and out of his cuts without losing momentum and creating separation that way. It's like, that's his game. Like we talked about how that's not the game for Treylon Burks. Well, that's absolutely the game for Jahan Dotson. And you just wonder what the hell is going on here for a guy that can shift gears in a flash. And he's so good at, you know, mixing up his game speed to throw off corners or to be able to get safeties to do certain things to create spots in the zone coverage that he can kind of sink into and catch footballs. You're just like, how is this guy running in this slow three cone? So it'll be interesting to follow there with Jahan Dotson, who I'm not sure. Look, I think that, you know, there was a sort of tier towards maybe the end of the first round of these dynasty rookie drafts that whenever we first started, and we did the Roster Watch versus Roto Underworld one. And I remember towards the end of it, it was like guys like Jahan Dotson, David Bell, George Pickens. And I think George Pickens is now, I think maybe we elevate him above Dotson. Maybe those two are in sort of the same category, but the guy that's really moved into that realm too is Christian Watson, who we'll talk about. But as far as Pickens, he's a junior too. He said at the combine that he's like a bigger Davante Adams, which my guy Cody Carpentier pointed out. That's kind of true because he's taller, but he's not bigger. George Pickens is 6'3", 195 at the combine, and he has 8.75-inch hands. So, I mean, it's like his features aren't really that big. But he is a big dude. He's a tall guy. I mean, he ran a 4.47, super young breakout age. Everybody knows him. That's a really good 40 time for a dude who just this year is coming off of the torn ACL. And like he's like, you know, like Trashman always talks about him, one of the best as far as play strength, probably the best in the whole entire class. He is definitely a real bully with a wide catch radius. It's just so weird to think he's got 8 3/4 inch hands with a super wide catch radius that he has. But, you know, one of these guys that just tracks the ball really, really well. He produced with not great quarterback play in college. He's got that kind of gravitas to him where he's already signed with Tom Brady's like marketing company. And he's all business at the podium. That's for sure. I mean, he's definitely very, very sure of himself, we'll say, with Pickens. And I still think he's really good, but I think he needs to be sort of in a tier here. I think Dotson was always in the tier, but the guy who's moved out of that tier for me is David Bell from Purdue, who's moved in as Christian Watson from North Dakota State. He was a redshirt senior this last year. He weighed in at 6'4", 211 pounds with 10-inch hands. Didn't break out till his age 23 season. So that's a little bit concerning. He'll be 24 this next year, but dude, he blazed a 4.36 40. He absolutely killed the combine. We saw him at the Senior Bowl and we wondered, well, what? He looks great on tape, even though it's weird that he never averaged more than like, I think 4 catches per game in his college career. It's just, but that's how the North Dakota State offense runs, right? It's a run first offense. But you wonder, okay, is he going to go to the Senior Bowl? And like, could he be an Ali Marpet or a Darius Leonard or a Dallas Goedert before he got hurt that year? Or I'm trying to think of, you know, these small school guys. Last year, Quinn Miners. This year, Trevor Penning. Some of these guys from the, you know, smaller schools. Are they going to fit in? Are they going to be like, Christian Watson, you just fit in, dude. He dominated. He was great. So to see him come in and blaze a 4.36, I mean, Christian Watson, a 99th percentile speed score out of this thing. He scored a 99. He scored the highest grade of anybody at the whole – or tied for the highest grade of anybody at a whole entire record-setting NFL combine. He's got a 99 from the next-gen stats as far as the next-gen athletic score. And I'm trying to look and see why. I think Christian Watson's vertical was the sixth best. His broad jump, so his vertical was the sixth best at 38 and a half inches. His broad jump, I believe, was the best. I think it's the best. I'm going to make sure and see. Yeah, he had the best broad jump of all. I think it was like 11. Was it 11.4? 136 inches. What? So that's what? 120 is 10. So, yeah, 132 would be 11. So 11.4. Just killed all that stuff. Did not do any of his agility stuff, but man, that 4.36 at two, I think he weighed in at 208. That 211 is from the Senior Bowl, but, and 208, 211, 10 inch hands, 4.36. Sign me up. I think it's going to be tough to decide between George Pickens and Christian Watson. Calvin Austin's a dude who continues to just move up. We have him now listed at 5'8". He's more on the better side of 5'7", but 5'8", 173 pounds. I believe that's a Senior Bowl number. I think he might have been 170 at the combine, but still, for a smaller guy, 9 1/8 inch hands, he ran the 4.32, and he was the one guy that did do his agility stuff. So in the short shuttle, Calvin Austin had the best short shuttle at 4.07, and Calvin Austin absolutely murked the three cone at a 6.65. So he's a dude who's electric in space. He is a, what do we say? We call him kind of like a mix. He's got some Rondale Moore to him. He's got some Elijah Moore. He's got a little bit of T.Y. Hilton, just super, 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 super shifty. And you can see, like, it's weird because with Calvin Austin, the shiftiness really showed up in the agility testing. It did not show up one bit for Jahan Dotson. You know, the guy who really, it feels like, fell to me was David Bell. At 4.65, it's just too slow. I mean, I know we don't really care that much, and people will say, well, Keenan Allen was ran a 4.7, or Jarvis Landry's slow, or whatever, Cooper Kupp and stuff. And I was like, I mean, David Bell doesn't – he. Whenever you look at his profile and you look at his, you know, evaluation, and I did the evaluation on him, what you like is he's going to be really young, right? He's only going to be 21 in his rookie year. He broke out at a super young age. He made an immediate impact on a team that also included Rondale Moore at Purdue, right? He was a silky route runner, smooth, slinky, silky. And he was like that because of his change of direction, his instincts, his he's just a good football player, man. Great feet in his stems. He was a mega producer just as a possession receiver. He would like, I believe that he averaged over 100 yards a game for the last two seasons. So you just wonder, like, is this guy a compiler, or is he going to have the athleticism to really do this at the NFL level? Because, I mean, he had some of his biggest games versus really good competition. Some of his biggest games, like watch the 2021 tape versus Ohio State, watch it versus Michigan State. Those are good teams that David Bell had good games against. You're like, well, shit, but like, what's really not to like here? Then he comes out, he runs a 4.6. And you begin to wonder, it's like sometimes you hear the NFL might not be as big on him as the people in the dynasty space and stuff. And you start thinking, well, is this a, this is due to models himself out after Allen Robinson. Could this kind of be, could this be like Tyler Johnson, Rashad Bateman? I mean, Rashad Bateman was one of our comps for him. I wonder if it's like, if he's a guy, I just wonder if his acceleration and stuff is like, it looks too limited on film. I just wonder if it really is that 4.65. It really felt like it. I think that was the worst. I think 4.65 was the worst 40 time. Was it the worst? No. Okay. So Slade Bolden was the worst at 4.66, but I mean, it's tied for the second worst, guys. Like, it's not a, Not great there for David Bell. It feels like he's going to have to be more in a kind of tier with some of these other guys. I think Calvin Austin maybe is in David Bell's tier now. I think Sky Moore from Western Michigan for sure. Sky Moore, I can't believe it. 5'10", 195 out of Western Michigan. And he just looks all the part of like a dog, like a Jarvis Landry. Trash Man compared him a little bit to a Sterling Shepard. The thing about Sky Moore is like you meet him and he's got that different energy. He's a real alpha, has that mentality to where he's going to go out and win. And he actually had a pretty good next gen score as far as his athleticism at 74, top 10 or so out of 40 guys, 10.5-inch hands. He had the biggest hands of any wide receiver at the combine at 5'10", 195. And it shows he was the offense for Western Michigan. 40% of his team's – he had 94 receptions, 40% of his team's receptions, 39% of his team's receiving yards, and 48% of his team's receiving touchdowns. He was the offense, dude. He was the offense. And even Trash Man, who is more down on Sky Moore than anybody should reasonably be, talks about how aggressive he is, what savvy footwork he has, how quick he is in space, how he has a knack for breaking tackles, how he's not afraid to run over the middle, how he'll go out there and do the dirty work for you. He's that kind of dude, man. He has that kind of energy. Certainly moving up my board. I mean, like our model, if you just look at his production model, he'd be like a top five guy in the class. I don't have him ranked currently in the top five, but he's certainly moving kind of more up that way. I think I like him. I mean, there's Wandale Robinson from Kentucky who came in a little bit small, 5'8", 178, and just didn't test that well. With 4.44 speed, that's fine, right? But God damn, all these guys ran just so fast. It's like it feels so weird that I kind of lost the mic there for a minute. It feels so weird to say that we would be worried about that, but 4.41, and the fact of the matter is the vertical jump was not the vertical jump wasn't any good for him. Wandale Robinson was here. Where even was he? So it wasn't too bad. 34.5. What was it? Maybe it was the broad where he wasn't as good. Yeah, so the broad, he was in sixth to last place out of the all but six guys tested. So sixth to last place out of 34 guys. 4.44, small, just overall. It's not going to get you a good athletic score there. He's it for a guy that looks a little bit more like a running back than a wide receiver as it is. How is he going to fit in? I mean, I looked at him. I just said, this guy looks like a Demetric Felton. And he's been a nice player for the Browns. I'm not sure how fantasy relevant he's been. I think that Curtis Samuel's probably sort of the top end of his range. Jalen Tolbert is probably here. And the 4.49 that he ran is about what you'd expect, right? Jalen Tolbert out of South Alabama, 6'1", 195, 10-inch hands. Super productive, great Senior Bowl. I just think that these guys, like, you know, Calvin Austin at this point, who was on our all Senior Bowl team, Christian Watson, who was on our all Senior Bowl team, I think those guys, I consider them players that I want more in Dynasty than I do Jalen Tolbert. Players I want more in the real NFL than I do Jalen Tolbert. Sky Moore, I think. That's just hard. It feels like that's a little bit of a tier of its own. Like David Bell, Sky Moore, Jalen Tolbert, how you stack those guys up. Calvin Austin could maybe be in that tier. You know, but it just feels like Christian Watson, Pickens, Dotson, those guys are in sort of the next, you know. Look, it should go with the Ohio State guys, Treylon Burks, and that's sort of that first tier. After that, it feels like the consistency is sort of coalescing around Dotson, Pickens, Watson, right? Bell is not in there anymore. Feels like Bell's now into this new one where we have Sky Moore. We have Calvin Austin. We have David Bell. We have Wandale. We have Jalen Tolbert. Other guys of note, Valus Jones, one of the best testers at the Combine, ran a 4.31 at 6 feet. 203 pounds. The one thing about Valus, you just got to remember, he's going to be 25 this year. You know, Valus Jones out of Tennessee, he was at USC, transferred, he lost a year, COVID. Like, he's going to be 25, but he sure did look good.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And you know what? Let me go back to Garrett Wilson one thing. We were in there watching the drills this year, and Garrett Wilson and Lucas Oil watching the wide receiver cornerback drills. Garrett, watch Garrett Wilson's gauntlet versus Chris Olave's gauntlet. I don't know why, because Valus Jones ran a good gauntlet, but it just, like, that's another juxtaposition about those, like, those two guys. Watch how like serpentine and kind of off balance that Garrett Wilson gets when he's going through that thing, framing the football in this, and watch Olave, the way he goes through crystal clean, straight line, perfect gauntlet, like he's some kind of Odell Beckham. Just something, I don't know why that came into my head, but yeah, I do remember Valus Jones looking good in the gauntlet drill. Bo Melton, man, had a good – Bo Melton ran a 4.34. Bo Melton from Rutgers. Just a, you know, unbelievable week from him. Unbelievable week at the Senior Bowl. He probably need to move him up in the rankings, but can I get him ahead of Valus Jones or Danny Gray and stuff? It's just starts to get a little bit hard to figure out. Oh, God, dude, we got Cody Carpentier in the chat. What's up, Cody? I didn't see you in here, man. You got a lot of comments here. All right, you guys can go check out the chat and see what all Cody's saying. Good to see you, Cody. Okay, the other stuff. I'm just trying to think if there's any of these other guys who we need to really, really hit on. I mean, Tyquan Thornton, we could probably talk about. I haven't done the formal evaluation on him, but Jesus, he ran a 4.28. So clearly that's going to be interesting to kind of watch him and see what's next. Let's talk quickly now about the running backs. And I have not done my official evaluation. So here's how it works at Roster Watch. Trashman and I get the evaluations done of the top 30 wide receivers in the draft. We're rounding that out right this instant. Only have a few more to do. Notice I didn't talk about some of the guys that could be considered up at the very top, like Drake London and things like that, because he didn't work out at the combine. Clearly, you know, when we're talking about that Treylon Burks, Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave tier, I think Drake London might kind of be in there too, right? But he could run really slow. I'll be interested to see what he does at his – or he might not run at all. So I didn't want to leave him out. I didn't want to leave out the guys like, you know, the Jamison Williams and the, you know, but he didn't run. Justin Ross didn't run. So if you're wondering why I didn't talk about those guys, John Mechie, he didn't run. I think that all those guys, you know, they fit into that sort of, you know, they're going to be in your dynasty leagues. Those guys are probably going to be picked around the 1-2-ish turn. I think London will probably be in the mid first round. And then I think that the guys like Jamison Williams, John Mechie are probably going to be 1-2-ish turn guys. probably guys you're going to be choosing between them and like George Pickens or Christian Watson. Now that Christian Watson has the basically, the, I mean, the best combine since fucking Megatron. That's going to be hard to then deny that. And so I think that's about kind of where you're going to seed those guys. So I know people probably ask about that. The reason I'm leaving them out is because there just aren't any numbers for us to talk about. We'll certainly have more on that as we get going through these pro days. Okay, with the running backs, so we'll talk – Isaiah Spiller didn't – so who didn't run that was of consequence? Hassan Haskins out of Michigan, he didn't run. The redshirt junior, he did weigh in 6'2", 228 pounds. That'll be interesting to see because he was actually a really productive guy. I mean, 1,458 total yards last year. He also did have 18 catches, good for 7% market share. But clearly, I mean, Zaquandre White didn't run? Neither of the South Carolina guys ran. Kevin Harris or Quan White. But the biggest one will be Isaiah Spiller. We'll be at Isaiah Spiller's pro day on March 22nd, and we'll be there to, you know, time what he does and everything like that. But let's just talk about Spiller. Right? I mean, Spiller kind of, for a guy that didn't run, Spiller's – let me get this stuff pulled up with Spiller. He tested miserably. Outside of the 40 that he didn't run, he's going to need to do some much better stuff at the Texas A&M Pro Day. Let's talk about the guys who did run 40 times. So right at the very top with the 40, we have Pierre Strong and Isaiah Pacheco out of Rutgers. Pierre Strong from South Dakota State, and Pierre Strong. I haven't done the work on him yet, but he ran a 4.37 at 5'11", 207 pounds, and this is a guy that caught 22 balls, went for 1,897 total yards and 18 touchdowns last year for South Dakota State. So one of the best producers there was. And at 5'11", 207, that's the perfect requisite size. We always talk about that sort of that 207, 205 to 207 sort of Devontae Freeman, Trey Mason, sort of the Mason-Dixon line of like, you got to be over this certain amount if you're going to be featured back. I haven't watched any of Pierre Strong yet. I certainly hope to soon. But the 4.37 at 207 pounds certainly does stand out. Isaiah Pacheco, just all the drip in the world, wearing his Gucci sunglasses to his media availability this last week. He's the senior out of Rutgers, 5'10", 216, runs a 4.37. Now, was not that productive this last year at Rutgers, but he was, I believe, injured a little bit. And also, everybody knows that Rutgers wants to run the football, and they do it with a whole lot of different running backs. So Isaiah Pacheco, if you would have watched any of the hype videos for Rutgers before the season, he was definitely touted as RB1. They expected a big season out of him. He's a good-looking kid. I think that, dude, he's just one of these guys that you look at. There's a lot of these guys. Ty Chandler out of North Carolina, Zamir White out of Georgia, Jerome Ford out of Cincinnati, who we saw at the Senior Bowl, who had to leave after the first couple of days because of the birth of his child, right? Jerome Ford out of Cincinnati, he's 5'11", 210. He ran a 4.46. He was a big, big part of that Cincinnati offense. I mean, he was responsible for 28% of that team's offense last year. That Cincinnati team was a team for the ages, right? Right there in that 4.46 range, we also had like Rashad White, one of our favorites from the Senior Bowl. He was a redshirt senior last year, but he'll still only be 23 this season at 6', 214 pounds. He was like a wide receiver. He had a team receptions market share like a damn wide receiver. We saw it at the combine. My boy Cody and the Carpentier in the chat, he'll tell you he is a patient runner. He has a lot of that prime sort of Le'Veon Bell style to him as far as the way that he runs. A little bit of an upright style. He's tall, but Rashad White's not as tall as you would have think. The guy's listed at 6'2", but we saw at the combine, he's 6 foot even, 214 pounds. So while he does like present a lot of his body weight, or I'm sorry, a lot of his body area to defenders with the way he runs and the way he's kind of patient and smooth and not like this kind of violent runner like a Damian Pierce was at the Senior Bowl, he's a guy who I've heard the David Johnson comp kind of thrown out there. I think that's what Matt Kelly was saying, kind of David Johnson-ish. I think that that's perfectly fine. I think that it makes a lot of sense. He's a guy that just caught so many footballs, a little bit of an upright runner, and now we know he's got some speed, man. 4.48 is good for 6'2", 214 pounds. So I think that Rashad White is now trending towards the top five, because at the top five now you have Breece Hall, who I've buried the lead here with what Breece Hall did. Jesus Christ. I mean, Breece Hall runs a 4.39 at 5'11", 217 pounds. And I mean, let's just see what else he did. So running backs with the broad jump. Did Breece Hall do the broad jump? So Breece Hall broad jump 10'6". It was the tied for the third best. He verticaled the highest at 40-inch vertical. I think it was the right up here. I mean, 4.37 was the best 40-yard dash. He ran a 4.39. He's only going to be 21 this year. He was the most productive running back of all in our models as far as his production score, only with right there with Tyler Beatty. Tyler Beatty at 5'8", 197. I mean, he'll be 23 this year. We liked him at the Senior Bowl. He ran a 4.45, but yeah, I mean, look, Breece Hall is your RB1. Your RB2 is without question at this point, and most definitely Kenny Walker out of Michigan State, the junior. He showed up at 5'9", 211, built like a brick house, and he blazes a 4.38. He's going to be 21 this year. He was responsible for 33% of his team's – I mean, he had 1,735 total yards last year. And people are, you know, worried about the fact that he only caught 13 balls. But here's what I've heard from people. Scouts say they've seen Kenny Walker catch the ball. They're fine with that. They say if you're worried about one thing in this aspect, worry about whether he can pass protect. Like, that's more important. Like, yes, he can catch. Is Kenny pass protect? And are they going to worry about him? Like, they keep on worrying about Joe Mixon. Is he going to be one of these guys where his NFL team keeps saying, we got you. We have to have you meet us halfway with your pass pro, because that's what's going to keep him off the field. Like, his hands, these guys can catch. Their football players. They've been catching football since they were 4 years old. Like, they can catch. Kenny Walker can catch. People say he can catch. And I would tell you, even if people didn't say he could catch, he could catch. He's a football player. It's Kenny pass protect. And that'll be the biggest thing to follow whenever we get into rookie minicamp. So you have Breece Hall, you have Kenny Walker. Then a lot of people will say Isaiah Spiller. Some people might have said beforehand that they would have had Kyren Williams from Notre Dame, the redshirt sophomore, 5'9", 194. He ran a 4.65. He ran the worst 40 of anybody at 194 pounds. Kyren Williams comes in and what was his broad jump? Kyren Williams, the second worst broad jump. So Zonovan Knight, Bam Knight, and Isaiah Spiller had the worst broads at 9'6". Kyren Williams had the second worst, tied with Sincere McCormick from UTSA, who was another disappointment. Kyren Williams had the second worst at 9'8". Vertical. Like I said, we're not going to get agility on these guys. Vertical. Kyren Williams, 32 inches. So not terrible in the grand scheme of things. That's right with, like, isn't that what Chris Olave jumped? So it's like, it's not terrible, but I mean, there were got like Tyler Algier is 5'11", 224 pounds, and he jumped 33. And that guy's built like an absolute anvil of a, here's Kyren Williams, who could fancy himself a satellite back that, you know, says he's going to catch every football. He weighs 194 pounds. He's going to jump 32 inches. He's going to have the second worst broad. And then he's going to run a 4.65. And then I talked about Isaiah, so it's like he can't be in any kind of top five. And then, like, look, I talk about Isaiah Spiller. Like, he could do great at the A&M Pro Day. He could run a 4.41 with home cooking. He could improve some of this stuff. But Isaiah Spiller, dude, like, how can we get that pumped? Like, he didn't do agility. But Isaiah Spiller from A&M, who a lot of people consider as their running back too, and I guess I can understand it. because he does really look he's appealing, right? As far as his size and as far as like being this SEC running back, 6 foot, 217 pounds. He's only gonna be 21 this year. He caught 25 footballs, which was good for a 12% market share. That's going to pop in a lot of guys' models, right? But he didn't run his 40. I'm not really sure how fast he is. And then just with the, you know, no, without any agility stuff to go on, we look at the 30-inch vertical leap. Only two guys worse than him as far as the running backs. Snoop Connor at 29.5 and C.J. Verdell at 29.5. And we look at the broad jump, Isaiah Spiller had the very worst of anybody, 9 feet, 6 inches. So maybe I'm missing something here, but like, I mean, I look at guys like Rashad White and I start thinking, man, maybe Rashad White starts getting kind of moved up here a little bit. You know, some of this, some of these other guys who you can look at and you could say, man, like, do we need to start thinking like, some of these guys, do we need to start thinking about like Brian Robinson? I mean, who ran the 4.53? It's like, what if Isaiah Spiller just runs a 4.5? Damian Pierce, one of our favorites, dude. Talk about a pit bull. That guy's like a Darius Geis 2.0, and he just did everything you would expect at the combine. He ran a 4.59. It's not fast. You weren't expecting him to be super fast, but it's good enough. We got to see it at the combine, dude. The guy runs like an angry ball of blades. It's just like. And so you start thinking about the Rashad Whites, the Damian Pierces, obviously the Kenny Walkers, the Breece Halls, all this stuff. Like all of a sudden, do we need to start if Isaiah Spiller doesn't test through the roof at his pro day? All of a sudden, do we need to start considering him more at the back end of our dynasty top five as far as rookie running backs?